What's my life? I'll have to be cleaning windows.
He did it. He found a window song for each rejoiner.
I haven't heard two of these window songs. I heard the second one before, but that's good. The guy's good.
Van Morrison can sing about windows or anything. I'll listen to him.
Is that who this is?
That's Van Morrison.
Oh, okay. Love Van Morrison.
On the topic of windows, most people won't buy one set of windows, two set of windows, three set of windows. I mean, how many window packages have you bought, Adam?
it's a good question. For me, just one. But that's, you know, Pella has all sorts of research that they do and focus groups and whatnot. And, you know, the average consumer will buy two sets of windows in their entire life, whether that's replacing their windows or building a new home where they have to do research. So most consumers, when they get into replacing or building a house, they don't know anything about windows, really. They have to do their research. It's a very complicated product line. It's not like, so, you know, think about how many cars you've had in your life. You understand kind of the price points and the options and what you're getting into. Most people have no idea what low E glass is and multi-point locks and cladding, and they don't know this terminology. So you have to start from scratch with the education, and then you have to start with the education of the price points and what, you know, what, because they maybe they'll go to a big box store and look on the shelf and say, oh, I can buy a window for $250 and they'll install it for $99. Well, the reality is, I mean, you certainly get what you pay for, and it's going to be more than that. And it's usually it's sticker shock for most people when you go into, hey, this is what it's going to cost for your entry door, for your house package, and that's it's a big obstacle. But most people, once they start the process, they go to us, they'll go to competitors, they'll, you know, go to home shows, and they quickly find out that replacing your windows and doors is not inexpensive. It's a big investment.
And the point to all that, if it's an investment you're only making once or twice in your life, it doesn't make sense to skimp on it.
No.
And you can find countless number of people who've regretted skimping on it. I don't know that I've ever talked to somebody that didn't regret.
No, yeah, and we
going with the best.
We see some of these people. We'll go to their house, say, yeah, I went cheap, and I went to the box store, and I bought this window, and I had my brother-in-law install it, or whatever the case may be, and now they're calling us a few years later to come tear it out and redo it. So because they see the value, they understand what they're getting into.
By going cheap, it costs them more because then they had to do it.
Do it again. Sooner. And hopefully in that case, they didn't have some kind of water infiltration, or now they've got termites or rot or whatever, and compounded the problem, right, by not doing it right the first time.
Yeah. And we're constantly in this situation where we're trying to, you know, change that mindset. And, you know, when we build a house, when we build a home, when we build the place that us or someone else is going to live, build it with a lifetime mentality. It's not something that you're going to build. And, you know, we're seeing homes in a lot of neighborhoods that aren't even 50 years old, and they're completely tearing them down and starting over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've got Indian ruins that are thousands of years old, and our technology is much better than what the natives had at 1100 BC, but yet we're putting junk together that's not even going to last 50 years. That's ridiculous, and all that stuff just ends up in landfills, and it creates unneeded waste and consumption. You know, build with that lifetime, invest with that lifetime mentality, and put something together you're going to have to pass on to the next generation.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of the lifetime, all of our wood clad products have a lifetime warranty now, and that's something that's new as of just a few years ago. Basically what that means is that we're so confident in our engineering and design and the products that we offer now that we're putting a lifetime guarantee across the board on it. So whether there's, you know, wood rot or seal failure or, you know, problems with your hardware, for the life of your window, we're going to take care of it for you.
Well, like I said, after being a Pella consumer for 40 years, many times when I'm sitting down with people talking about their remodel, I mentioned, we'll be installing Pella windows. And their reaction for years was, Rosie, I don't have a Rolls-Royce budget, because Pella was always the Rolls-Royce. Pella's come out with some product lines that meets virtually every budget line. Mm-hmm. Every product line you've got is absolutely incomparable and a leader in the industry. And if people wanted to schedule a free in-home consultation, how would they do that?
American made.
And it's American made.
Yeah, that's right. It is. Right? It's, well, we've got 11 manufacturing sites across the United States. Most of it is in Iowa, but we are spread across the U.S. With our manufacturing. But yeah, you can go on, like I said, you can go on our websites to PellaScottsdale.com. If you're up here in the valley, if you're down down south, you can go to PellaOfTucson.com. Or you can call our showroom in Scottsdale at 480-344-3280.
And y'all have 0% financing for 48 months?
Yeah, we do right now. 0% financing, 48 months through Wells Fargo.
Now, how long do you keep? Because could you go into the file and pull out my estimate from 2 years ago, update it to the new window with the inset solar? Do you still have all those measurements?
Sure, we probably do.
Send me an updated proposal. Let's get this going.
All right, sounds good.